This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at gracecurlyshow.com. Enjoy the podcast.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. I am so excited to be here. It is Friday. It is chilly out, but it's beautiful. And there's a lot to report. I think a lot of the news today is just fallout from the train wreck of a week, of a month, of 10 months of the Biden administration. We're coming up on a year of Joe Biden, and it feels, to quote the woman from the Titanic, it's been 84 years. It feels so long, so treacherous. And here we are. So Joe Biden,
she only had to deal with a sinking ship for a couple hours. We've got a year of it.
Yeah, we've almost hit, we're coming up, I think, on 11 months. And this is usually typically the time where you'd get a lot of those reports on 1 year of the administration. Let's do a report card. I think the teachers and the mainstream media are taking the year off as far as the report cards go. This is going to be like the current students right now in our school systems. You get the year off. No one's failing anymore. During the Trump administration, they really like to do the roundups at the end of the year. They'd grade all of the policies and they'd count up all the lies. Glenn Kessler, Daniel Dale, they check in on all of the false statements that the president had made. We're not going to get those this year. Just like a lot of people didn't get, you know, the things they wanted due to the supply chain crisis. There's a supply chain crisis of fact checks, I guess you could say. But really, when we look at what Biden did on Wednesday, and I know it feels like forever ago because we've rehashed it, but this is important. He gave a 2-hour press conference, and the amount of damage that man was able to do within those 2 hours is nothing short of astounding. I mean, we almost have to tip our hats to this guy. He really nationally caused quite a stir with a lot of things he said. Specifically about our elections not being legitimate. And we will get to that because so much stuff comes back in vogue. You know, the Democrats, they really like to have it both ways. When Trump was president for 4 years, and I'm going to harp on this for a second because this drives me crazy. I will never forgive Democrats for one thing. I'll never forgive them for not giving Trump his shot at this, a fair chance. From day one, actually from before day one, they were talking about impeaching him. They hamstrung his presidency from the very beginning with all sorts of bogus accusations, false scandals, the Steele dossier, the dirty dossier, whatever you want to call it. At every turn, they tried to ruin him. And the reason I bring this up now is because, like always, it wasn't about Trump. It was about not giving half the country that voted for this guy, more than half the country, it was about not giving those people their fair chance. And that always bothered me. Because when I think about people like my parents, who were so excited that an election actually went their way, and that the guy they voted for was going to get a chance, and the ideas that they believed in were going to get a chance. And then for all of those people, myself included, to be told, oh, no, this isn't legitimate because of X, Y, Z. And we're going to look into this and we're going to obstruct everything he wants to do. And he's not my president, not my president. And all of those people were like, wait, what? We won. We should get a chance, just like Obama got 8 years. And I know plenty of people who weren't happy with his performance for those 8 years. But they gave him a chance. Some people gave him two chances. And now we have Joe Biden up there. And the reason I'm talking about this is because now he's saying, well, in 2022, the elections might not be legitimate. Think about that for a second. If we don't pass the Voting Rights Acts that he wants, not only are we all George Wallace, not only are we all Bull Connor, we're white supremacists, we're racist, we're unpatriotic, we're going to go down in history as being against freedom or whatever crap he's spewing. Not only is that what he's trying to sell us, but if that's the case, if we don't pass these Voting Rights Acts and that leads to 2022 not being a legitimate election, I can't believe I'm about to do this, but as Jake Tapper said in an interview with Jen Psaki today, doesn't that mean that every election we've ever had is illegitimate? And ipso facto, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I love it. I love to be the bearer of bad news. Would that mean that Trump's loss was illegitimate? Would that mean that Biden's water pipe bursting victory was illegitimate? You can't have it both ways. And I know what people might say to this. Some people who disagree with me. Some people might say, well, he's just saying the same thing Trump said. Trump says the election's illegitimate. But by that mindset, Trump was only saying the same thing that Hillary Clinton said. And that's all well and good. Maybe we're just dealing with a bunch of hypocrites and narcissists who run for president and can't get over the fact that they lost. Maybe that's the case. But here's what I will contend. If that is the case, then Trump doing it should be no worse than Hillary Clinton doing it. Trump doing it was not the end of democracy. It was not the worst thing since the Civil War. It's just, I guess, how politics goes nowadays. We're just, you know, we're dealing with a bunch of sore losers. And maybe that's what we're dealing with. But don't try to tell me that Trump questioning the results of an election, which a lot of people were very skeptical of because it was an election like we had never had due to COVID-19, there was a lot of mail-in ballots. There was a lot of shady stuff going on. So don't try to tell me that Trump questioning the legitimacy of the 2020 election is somehow so much worse than anything else that's ever happened. Because we haven't even hit the midterms, and Biden's already setting the stage for it. He's already floating the ideas. Now, that's just one thing. That's just on the national level of what turmoil he has caused by opening his mouth and just going rogue, which if Joe Biden's listening to this, which I'm sure he's not, it's what time is it? 12:15? It's nap time.
Where is everybody?
But if you are listening, Joe, our dear leader, our magical whispering grandpa, I want to tell you that going rogue, I support it wholeheartedly. I hope you continue down this path. I feel the same way about this as I do about Democrats telling parents they have no right to be involved in their children's education. Keep going with it. Keep running with it. Keep the press conferences coming. But it's funny because that's what we're dealing with here, where now you have Democrats kind of panicking because they're like, oh God, he said the election is illegitimate. Now that's going to give Trump, you know, that's going to fuel Trump. And it did. Trump sent out an e-blast. Or a statement, whatever you want to call them. We call them e-blasts here. And then you have the Ukraine-Russia situation, which has taken the world by storm. I've got a Daily Mail piece where they copy and paste all of the headlines, and the press from around the world could not believe that Joe Biden implied that a minor incursion into the Ukraine by Russia might elicit a smaller response than we had previously, you know, promised. And that is exactly what he did. And when you really think about it, just to tie this back for a second, and I'm opening up the lines here, because I do think this is all coming full circle. It's 844-500-4242. But to tie this back for a second, let's remember who was supposed to be the one who was best friends with Vladimir Putin. You know, because Vladimir Putin had compromat on Donald Trump. Let's just remember that. And now we're looking at a situation where Biden's kind of greenlighting Vladimir Putin to invade the Ukraine. Does anyone else get the sense that Putin might be happier with Joe Biden than he was with Donald Trump? That's just something I'm throwing out. It's a general sense of chaos in this White House. And I want to mention one other thing, because I don't think I spent enough time on this yesterday, but it did crack me up. There was a cut, because I never want to skip over Kamala Harris. She is a national treasure in her own way. She's a gaffe machine. You know, Joe Biden got so much credit. Sure, he's been in there for 40, 50 years. So naturally, he's had more time to gaffe. But I think as far as if you eliminate quantity and you just look at quality, she's right up there with him. She is neck and neck for being just gaffe prone. And they send her out to fix this really precarious situation that Joe Biden has just put the Ukraine in. He's put the United States in. He's put the world in. They sent her out to fix it. And yesterday I had mentioned, I was like, oh, I gave this analogy and it was kind of sloppy. I was thinking of it at the top of my head. I said, it's like sending someone out to mop the floor and they have muddy shoes, like mud on their shoes. And, you know, they're tracking in mud and whatever. So they're not really accomplishing anything. But then it dawned on me today. Have you ever seen those like America's Funniest Home Videos where the wife is slipping on black ice and the husband comes out to try to help her and then he takes a digger and he starts slipping on black ice and then someone else comes out and it's like the whole family's figure skating? That is what sending Kamala Harris is. She is always going to make it worse. So now you have two fools out there trying to backtrack on something that Joe Biden clearly meant. He clearly meant that. And I guess I'll end this opening monologue by just saying that everything I just mentioned, all of these disasters, you know, the hamburger meat conglomerates, the schools closing, the B-roll from the mainstream media, Russia, Ukraine, illegitimate elections, all of that is moot. All of that does not matter. All of that is fixed. And that is because Tom Hanks is doing a voiceover for the inaugural committee to tell us how great the first year of Joe Biden's normal, unifying, restorative presidency has been. So if I got you worried in this opening that things were going off track, they're not. Tom Hanks is here to fix everything.
Is in trouble?
Ma'am, I'm sorry to have to tell you, your son is forging checks.
Forging checks? Wait, I'm sure we can take care of that. I'm working part-time at the church now.
Tom Hanks, what can't that guy do? 844-500-4242. Biden actually did lash out at a Fox News reporter, too, who asked him about why he's basically waiting on Putin to make the first move. And Joe Biden, the man who said more stupid things on Wednesday than most people could count, accused the reporter of asking a stupid question. We will get to all of this. 844-500-4242. If you've ever craved a great glass of red wine, but memories of the after effects haunt you, you are not alone. Sometimes you want to dabble, you want to have a little glass of red wine with a steak, with a nice bowl of pasta, and you're just like, ugh, but I'm gonna feel like crap tomorrow. Well, that is because a lot of wines are chemically processed to extend their life, their shelf life. And that's because there's a middleman, and you wanna skip the middleman, and you wanna have these wines, these delicious wines that are not chemically processed, that are really tasty. You wanna have them delivered directly to your home. I know this all sounds impossible. It's too good to be true, but it's not. Bonner Private Wines Partnership has exactly what you need. From my first sip of this wine, I have them all back at my house, and it is so delicious. You can taste the freshness, and it really complements really any kind of meal, but we have a lot of steak in my house, and it's the perfect red wine for a steak. It doesn't taste fruity like a lot of the cheaper wines taste. This really just tastes delicious. It's got a lot of flavor. And the best part, I slept like a baby. No morning regrets. The Bonner Private Wines Partnership is no ordinary wine club. They don't sell leftover bulk wine. They don't just slap a fancy label on a bottle. They search the globe to ensure quality. Bonner seeks honest wines that don't need to hide behind excess filtration and additives. Every pop of the cork is an adventure to savor and enjoy. Join the Bonner Private Wines Partnership and have it delivered directly to your home. I actually had a couple of friends over the other day. We popped open a bottle and I asked them all for their honest reviews. And everyone was like, this is so good. What is it? I said, it's Bonner Private Wines. And if you want to get your hands on this, go to BONNERPrivateWines.com/grace for $60 off your purchase. That's BonnerPrivateWines.com/grace. Let me know what you think. I'm sure you're going to love it. All right, let's take your calls when we get back. We've got the whole show open, 844-500-4242. I want to hear from people after this tumultuous week of the Biden administration. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. The number is 844-500-4242. We're discussing the fallout of Joe Biden's press conference, and normally I don't think we'd be talking about it 2 days later. We certainly didn't do it with Trump, because we'd be talking about the press conference he would be having today. But because this is probably the only one we're going to get, and because of how terrible it really was, I don't think at the time, which was yesterday morning when I watched the entire thing, I even realized how bad it was. Part of that's because I watched it on 1.5 speed, which made it seem a little bit more coherent. But it really was, it was just a complete mess. And watching all of these people from his administration have to come out and try to excuse away some of the things he said or explain away some of the things he said is really telling about how out of it this man is. And Jen Psaki did her best today with Jake Tapper, but it was not great. Let's go to the calls here. We're going to be taking calls all day. It's Friday. I really want to hear from the listeners. Michael, you're up first on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Grace, I just want to talk about how I want to get your thoughts on thinking about the Democrats are just going to use this as a new standard, whether it's voting fraud or something like that. So whatever happens, right or wrong, obviously, if the Republicans get into office or whatever it is, they're going to fall back on something like the voting ID, which now I'm so confused because now they're asking about vaccine ID, and I thought it was racist to ask for voting ID. So I don't know which way it's going to go because, you know, they just change the playing field every time something doesn't go their way.
Absolutely, Michael. And that's the part of this that drives me crazy is because we know they have double standards, but now they have so many standards for themselves. Like, depending on the day, they can change everything. They can move the goalposts. And you're right about the voter ID. I mean, this when they say, oh, Republicans want to suppress the vote. Republicans want to make sure that minorities aren't able to vote. In your mind, you're picturing like Mitch McConnell standing outside of a voting booth saying, I don't think so. You're going to have to come back tomorrow. And in reality, what Michael just said is the truth. It's just trying to ensure that we're having elections that are on the level. And so now we're supposed to believe, because it looks like the Democrats are going to get pulverized in the upcoming midterms, that once again, it's cool to say that the elections are illegitimate, just like it was cool for Hillary Clinton to go onto every morning show she possibly could, like a crazy woman, and talk about how Russia stole the election from her. And let's talk a little bit about Russia. Maybe we'll do this in the next segment, because I found a really good thread. It wasn't even by anyone like a blue check. It was just a random person who was talking about how funny is it that we were told that Trump was a friend of Putin's. Certainly seeming like Biden has Putin's best interest at heart. We'll be right back, 844-500-4242.
And saying, look at me. Listen to me.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I see you on the lines. We're going to take a lot of calls today. It's 844-500-4242. But before we get to that, today's poll question is sponsored by Bonner Private Wines. I just got a message from someone who said there's a wait list to get on here. But I think if you use my code, you can get your subscription to Bonner Private Wines. So go to bonnerprivatewines.com/grace. For $60 off of your purchase. It's real red wine, not chemically processed. No morning regrets, just great taste. That's bonnerprivatewines.com/grace. The slash grace is very important here. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's most satisfied with the Biden presidency thus far? China, Russia, or Hunter?
We would have put the American people, but that wouldn't have even been fair. That wouldn't have got one vote. I don't know. It's tough because China's definitely happy. I mean, we had Steven Nelson on yesterday, and he was at the press conference. He asked Joe Biden, you know, why haven't you pushed back on China and asked them to be, you know, held accountable for the coronavirus and, you know, looked into the Wuhan lab? Is it because of your son Hunter Biden's relationship in investing in Chinese government-owned companies? Joe Biden just simply said, like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. So China has definitely made out pretty good with this whole administration. But after his comments on a minor incursion, if Russia were to have a minor incursion into the Ukraine, things are looking pretty good for Putin, too. And also, let's not forget the fact that he essentially said Russia will come out on top. These are all things that you'd hope he wouldn't even really say in private, but let alone to say at a press conference. Like, it will be tough for Russia, but they'll definitely win. I mean, they've definitely got the upper hand, says the president of the United States. That is bizarre. And speaking of Hunter, I had mentioned him earlier. He's also having a great time here. I mean, his art career, his book career, his, you know, he's totally getting a pass from the department of from several different departments right now. And he knew that was going to happen. He said, I guarantee that I'll come out okay. And everyone was like, yeah, you probably will. Your dad's the president of the United States. So I'm torn here. I'm going to say because of Nord Stream and because of America's energy dependence now, I'm actually going to say Russia, which is ironic because I thought they were having the best time ever during the Trump years when he actually was imposing sanctions on them and he was tougher on Russia than anyone in the mainstream media would ever admit. And now it seems like Russia's doing pretty well for themselves with Joe Biden. So I'm going to say Russia.
Dossier.
The dirty dossier. Connect the dots.
Russia at 20%, good for third place. Hunter in second place at 29%. First place goes to China at 52%.
Yeah, and it does make sense. And when you also think about just how, when you think about, I always see these videos of, you know, we're wokeifying the next generation. And I always see these responses from people who are like, you know what, China's not even going to have to do anything. We are destroying ourselves from within.
It's like the dancing TikTok video from the women's army barracks that they put out the other day.
All of those.
What are we doing?
Yeah, right. Okay, let's go to Nick. You're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick.
How you doing, Grace? You know, by the way, I go for a D, all of the above, on what you were just saying. Now, as far as Russia's concerned, the mouths of these lunatic liberal commies could be shut forever if just one gutless United States senator would ask Hillary Clinton, Obama, and Biden to explain just how is it that Russia came to own, through the Clinton Foundation and Clinton friends from Canada, 20% of the United States uranium supply, okay? Kind of a sensitive issue. And also with Russia, you just mentioned the Nord Stream pipeline. For 100 years, they'll have natural gas. So for the climate whores, who's going to ask them, well, what good deal is that for climate change, combat, if you will, because you just sold everybody down the drain with that one. So no one ever asked them those questions, Grace, and that's all I got to say.
A really good point, Nick. And the part of the whole climate change thing that drives me crazy, and this is going with a little bit of what you just said, is that it seems like climate change, it seems like we're the only ones taking it on. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're willing to shoot ourselves in the foot. We're willing to, you know, have Americans lose all kinds of great jobs. We're willing to put ourselves back into being energy dependent on other countries so that maybe we can do something for the climate. Maybe we can lower the Earth's temperature. Maybe we can fix problems that are far beyond our control, because that's how narcissistic we are.
And because the American scumbag climate grifters are the ones making money on this. John Kerry's making money on this. The Obamas made money on that. Like, they're all making money on this. A lot of foreign climate people, like, they're not making any money on climate change,
right,
in China, so what? Or India, so what do they care?
No, that's a perfect point, because China really does look at it and say, okay, we understand that you guys have a really good grift going here, and that John Kerry flies on his private jet and he goes to different countries and he talks about, you know, coal and all these other things, and that's wonderful for you. And we don't hate on it. Do you? You know, run your scam on all these Americans who are so gullible and will buy into this, these climate initiatives, these gas taxes. Do your thing, but we're not going to partake. There's not enough in it for us to go along with this. We would rather create a couple more, you know, big factories and pump out some product and make some money on our own, then go along with this nonsense. And that's absolutely what's happening here. I just wanted to circle back here, to quote Jen Psaki, to Russia, because there was a good piece in the New York Post. It's called, it's titled, "Biden's Press Conference Was Terrifying, His Internal Monologue Said Out Loud." Really was a stream of consciousness. This writer gets to the point about Russia and says, he goes through everything. He mentions some of the things that we weren't even able to get to, like the hamburger, the big four who are controlling all the hamburger meat in the country. And he says, the big who? I know. He's claiming there's a food cartel that's gouging America's hamburger eaters. By the way, we can confirm.
Meat conglomerates.
Joe Biden, I might have said this yesterday, but it's been on my mind. He's a train guy. You know, he's a car guy. He's Amtrak Joe. He's all sorts of guys. He's a hamburger guy. Make no mistake. Make no doubt about it. This guy is concerned about hamburgers. And that is something that I respect about him. You know? Because he could mention all sorts of things, but he could mention steaks. No. He's focused on the hamburgers. He's a hamburger helper.
His grandpa couldn't bake a steak into a pie when he'd go down to the mines to do the coal. He got to put the hamburger meat in the pie.
Was that when he had an onion on his belt?
Yes.
That towel was around his waist. Do you think when he had the towel around his waist at the motel hotel that he was holding it up with an onion belt?
Maybe he used a green onion as a little tie there as a,
yeah,
a belt. I mean,
yeah, it was a style at the time.
They didn't
like
have
said.
White onions because of the war.
So this is from the New York Post. It says, I haven't even gotten to the Russia stuff, you know, where he kind of said a minor incursion by Vladimir Putin's military into Ukraine would be one thing, meaning maybe somewhat acceptable. And that if Putin went all in, he'd be able to prevail, but it's going to be heavy. It's going to be real. It's going to be consequential. I didn't do a search of that transcript of how many times he said consequential, but I'll do that during the break. How will it be heavy, real, and consequential? Why? Sanctions. Putin's never seen sanctions like these sanctions. He's going to hate those sanctions. But look, Biden said, militarily, the Russians have overwhelming superiority, and my guess is he will move in. These are all quotes from Joe Biden. So this writer, and I should say his name, John Potteritz, he writes, his guess? he's not Stephen A. Smith trying to figure out what Bill Belichick's next coaching move might be. He's the president of the United States. What he says affects and will affect what Putin does. And while he didn't actually give him a green light, he all but said his invasion would be successful in the long term, which is maybe the most horrifying thing any leader has ever said on the eve of a potential fight. And the thread I was talking about, this is by Margot Cleveland, just someone I follow on Twitter. But it got me thinking about Trump and, you know, Russia and, you know, as Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi told us, all roads lead to Putin. You know, Trump was indebted to Putin because he had some sort of secret compromat on Trump, according to the prank phone call people. But listen to this thread. She says, I'm literally chuckling to myself thinking how prominent journalists, and she uses air quotes, as we all should, how prominent journalists spent 4 years writing, tweeting, discussing how Trump's Russia policy was pro-Russia because Putin had compromat on Trump. There was no compromat on Trump, but Russia 100%, now this is just her tweet. Actually, you know, I won't say that part of it, but she says, while Trump sanctioned Russia blocking pipeline to Germany, Biden undid that sanction, allowing Russia to bypass Ukraine, putting Ukraine more at risk. Yet I can't even imagine the non-corrupt segment of media seriously pushing the narrative that Biden is pro-Putin and sacrificed Ukraine because Putin has leverage over Biden with videos, emails, texts. That's what they did with Trump. They had no reason to believe that Trump was being, you know, pro-Russia. Except for the fact that he wouldn't say stupid things like, I looked at Putin in the eyes and I told him you have no soul. I guess that was evidence that Trump was best friends with Putin because he didn't say idiotic things like that. And still, they convinced us that there was something nefarious going on. And now that Biden's up there going, yeah, he'll probably go in there, I would guess. And he'd probably win, honestly. By the way, what time is it? How much longer? I'm going to give you guys 20 more minutes. Now no one says anything. It's like, oh yeah, that's perfectly normal. Tom, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, Grace, if you go back to what Germany did as far as their green energy program, they first of all, they shut down two nuclear power plants. And you do realize nuclear power plants do not give off greenhouse gases, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They spent $110 billion on solar. That was back, oh, maybe a little over a decade ago. And now they're buying a new gas pipeline, natural gas pipeline, a fossil fuel, which, if you believe in the climate change theory, fossil fuels are creating climate change. So how did that work out for Germany? You know, I mean, I was approached back in 2011 in Harvard Square by a Greenpeace person while I was working a construction job. And a Greenpeace person lady came up to me and said, guys who wear blue overalls love green energy, don't they? And I said, yes, I do. I said, in fact, I'm installing solar panels at my property. And her eyes lit up. And she says, would you like to join Greenpeace? I said, I would love to join Greenpeace. Your co-founder, Sir Patrick Moore, has said that we should be switching from coal-fired power to nuclear power worldwide. And all of a sudden, that Cheshire cat-eating grin turned into this massive frown, and she walked away from me.
Oh. Yeah, and you're right. There's a lot of issues with this green movement. And you just brought up Germany. But I think, and I'm going to give credit here to my stellar producer, Jared Diglio, I think the grift is a huge part of it. I think it's become like a hobby for these out-of-touch liberal elites where they can fly around in their private jets and talk about this nonsense. And people really buy into it. And they've created, especially in the younger generation, what did Jane Fonda call it? Extinction anxiety, or I always forget the...
I think it was extinction illness.
extinction illness. And it's kind of amazing how much they've been able to push this. But you're right. And the energy, you know, we talk about so many things with Joe Biden, and sometimes it's easier to go for the major gaffes he makes. But when we had Matt Boyle on yesterday, and he was talking about energy, you forget that energy is the name of the game. Energy is where all the leverage comes from. And we've given up all of that leverage. And now we're ruining it even beyond our own country. It's astounding, really. 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Tom. Really good points there. No one likes to feel out of the loop, but that's how I feel in the office when Jared and Taylor would talk about their investment apps and cryptocurrency. They'd go back and forth. Oh, this is up, this is down. It sounded so exciting. I wanted to grow my wealth too, but I couldn't wrap my head around a lot of the current crypto stuff and the apps. I wanted something that I could understand. So that's why I turned to Goldco, the leading precious metals company in the U.S. and the five-time Inc. 500 winning company with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Plus, if you check them out, you'll realize they have thousands of positive reviews, which really go a long way. I'm big into checking reviews first, seeing what people say. And you can really trust the team at Goldco to help you protect and grow your wealth. Go to goldco.com/grace to request your free Protecting Your Wealth kit that uncovers the secrets that your financial advisor won't tell you. And if you visit goldco.com/grace now, Goldco will give you up to 10% in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's right, up to 10% in free silver. I've already invested in gold and silver with Goldco because I know what I'm getting. It was very easy. I talked to one of the people at Goldco, and she was so kind, and she walked me through it, kind of told me what would be best for me, what I was looking for. It was really easy. I know I'm in good hands. So if you want to protect and grow your wealth like I did, you can trust the experts at Goldco. They've helped thousands of Americans. Just go to goldco.com/grace. We'll be right back. We'll take more of your calls. 844-500-4242. A lot of other stories in the news as well. The CDC, you know, because of all of this Biden craziness, they've been able to slip in a few U-turns without people really noticing. But we're going to cover it here at the Grace Curley Show. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley is your perfect lunch date.
Bread, $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you!
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Sad news. Meatloaf passed away. Jared, I know you were a big fan of Meatloaf.
I was. I do not like Rocky Horror Picture Show at all, but Meatloaf's other music, I'm big fan of Bat Out of Hell 1 and 2.
Very, very sad news there. So we might have some Meatloaf bumpers throughout the course of the show. And not exactly sure yet how he passed away, what it was from, but he was 74 years old. Great talent. So our condolences to Meatloaf's family. I have to talk a little bit about Biden saying, what a stupid question to a reporter who had the nerve to ask him why he was waiting for Putin to make the first move. So the reporter said, why are you waiting on Putin to make the first move, sir? And he responded back, and it's kind of hard to hear. I'm not even going to play the audio. He responded back, what a stupid question. And I just want to say that there's someone out there, actually there's a few people out there who don't think that's such a stupid question. Namely, if I do say so myself, me, I don't think it's a stupid question, but he wouldn't care about that because I'm just a boomer rube. But you know who else wouldn't think this is a stupid question, Jared? The president of the Ukraine. He might be wondering the same exact thing right now.
I got to say, you know, if I'm Zelensky is the president, right?
Yes.
If I'm Zelensky, I may call Putin right now and just be like, hey, Vlad, listen, I can't let you come in and take over the country, but those guys, they ain't helping me. So let's figure something out.
Well, Biden tried to meet with the German chancellor to go over the Ukraine crisis. And like Stacey Abrams, the German chancellor had other plans, so couldn't make it to the meeting. Ugh. Foiled again, Joe. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about Jen Psaki on with Jake Tapper when we return.